This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Hey kids, thanks to Deluxe Diner, it's time now for Pick and Tell with storyteller Leslie Dowding.
Welcome to Pick a Tale. There is a wonderful story about a little pig called Olivia. Now, Olivia has wonderful ideas and she's very theatrical. She would like to go and work in a circus. Perhaps she might even one day have her own show. But Olivia likes to help her mummy. So before school, she always makes pancakes for her little brother William and her older brother Ian. She likes to be helpful, but unfortunately she never cleans up after herself. After a nice breakfast, she goes to get dressed. Olivia has to wear a very boring uniform to school, which she doesn't really like. So she decides to perhaps add a few things. She might put ribbons in her hair. She might wear very jazzy socks. And sometimes she'll put a funny hat on. Then she gets on her scooter and beeps away. When she arrives at school, there's always time for a story. Today, it's her turn to tell a story to the class.
"Good morning, Olivia," said her teacher. "Now, what are you going to tell us about today? What did you do in the holidays, Olivia?"
Now, Olivia loves an audience and says,
"One day my mother took Ian and me to the circus," she begins. William couldn't come because he was having a little nap. "But when we got there, all the circus people were terribly sick with an ear infection."
"Oh, dear me," said the teacher.
"But it didn't matter, you see, because I know what to do at a circus. You see, I know everything about them. So I knew exactly what to do when the elephants came out of."
"And what was that?"
"Well, I rode on the back of an elephant and we went round and round and round and everybody clapped and cheered."
"Oh, I see."
"Then I decided it was time for me to have some tattoos. So I drew pictures all over myself. Then I let the lion out and was taming him with my very, very special magnifying glasses. And then I walked a tightrope. Then I walked on stilts and juggled and the crowd loved me. And then I was a clown. And then I went on a unicycle and then the flying fox. And then I jumped up and down on the trampoline. And everybody clapped and cheered and nobody seemed to mind that the circus people were all sick. And the animals absolutely adored me. And then for finale, I, Madame Olivia, trained the dogs. And they jumped through all the hoops I had. And then, of course, that is how I saved the circus in my holidays. And now you see I'm very famous and people want me to travel everywhere with my circus. But I think I might have to go home with Mummy and Ian. And you know, I could tell another story tomorrow about when we were on holiday, we also went sailing in a boat."
"Hmm, I see," said the teacher. "Now, Olivia, look at me. Could you tell me if that was the truth, Olivia, about what you did on the holidays?"
"Well, it was pretty true."
"All true?"
"Pretty true."
"Are you sure, Olivia?"
"Well, to the best of my knowledge and recollection and my memory." The class clapped and cheered Olivia, and she went straight home. "How was school today, darling?" said her mother. Olivia's mother always wanted to know how she was. "Oh, it was fine." "What did you do, my dear?" said her mother. "Oh, nothing much." "Oh, well, it's time for bedtime, you know, after you've had your tea and you've done your homework." "I'm very happy today, Mummy. That's good. Right, Olivia. Homework, tea, maybe a bath. Pop your pyjamas on. Into bed. Now, what do you think you might dream about tonight? Maybe when I close my eyes, I might like to dream about a circus. That sounds wonderful, said her mother. But don't go jumping on the bed, will you? No, of course I wouldn't. The bed's not a trampoline. That's right, said her mummy. But no sooner had she gone and closed the door, Olivia started to jump. She wanted to be the queen of the trampoline for when she went to the circus again, and she wanted to tell the class how clever she was. I wonder what you think about that story. I'm not so sure if it's true, do you? But it's a wonderful idea of an imagination. Wonder what it would be like to go to the circus and do absolutely everything for everybody. We don't have them very much, do we, come to visit us in our town. But there's lots of books about circuses. Well, thank you for listening to Pick a Tale today. Welcome to Pick a Tale. This is a lovely story about a dog called Ted and is written by Leila Fudge. Ted had been at the pet shop for a very long time, in fact, as long as he could ever remember. He was a smart dog with his own knitted jumper, and he did his best to look good when people came. He made his eyes shine and his ears stick up and his tail wagging very happily. But there were so many other dogs that no one ever noticed Ted. This is not where I belong, thought Ted. I wish I could find a nice happy home with a cosy chair. Now, it was very unusual for the town, but the circus came. Well, thought Ted, maybe if I ran away from the pet shop, I could join a circus. When the pet shop owner had left the door open, Ted's ears picked up. He could hear the noise of the circus trucks going past the shop, and he knew exactly where they'd be. So he waited and waited and waited. And when all was quiet, he slipped out and went to join the circus, still wearing his little knitted waistcoat. When he got there, he noticed there were lots of dogs at the circus. People cheered them as they went through hoops and flew through the air. Ted tried to stand up very straight on an old popcorn box, but no one took any notice of him. So Ted decided that the circus wasn't for him, and he wandered back to the shop. And no one had even noticed he was missing. Oh dear, he curled up and had a big sleep. While he went to sleep, he dreamt that he was in a show where he was shampooed and had bubbles, where he had beautiful hats and people took photos of him, and he stood on a lovely high cushion and everybody said, "Congratulations, you're the best dog here." But of course he was only dreaming. The next day he looked out. One of the dogs that was very, very loud and barked a lot disappeared, and he heard the pet man say, "He's a good guard dog." "Maybe that's what I could do," said Ted. "Maybe I could guard a house and make sure no one took the newspapers from the letterbox." But of course, he didn't have much of a bark, and so no one would even notice him, so that wasn't such a good idea. "I don't really belong anywhere," thought Ted. "I might just as well stay." Oh, and he sighed and looked out of the window. And then, to his surprise, on the other side of the road was a little girl, and she was putting up a poster. "Wanted, furry friend for Dot, who likes long walks and enjoys playing with a ball." "Oh,
my, thought Ted. That could be me. Could that be me? I don't know, but it could be. Ted didn't know what to say. Well, he waited for everyone to go home, and then he slipped out quietly from the pet shop. He watched where the girl lived. I think I know what I could do. Maybe I could go to her house. Maybe I could be someone that likes long walks and plays with balls. He followed her and stopped at the park. She sat down and took out a sandwich. Ted wandered up. Oh my, said the little girl. What a cute little coat you're wearing. Did someone knit that for you? She gave him a piece of her apple, and they hung out all afternoon and became great friends. Well, said the little girl, you look like you're on your own, but I can't really take you home without permission. So Ted wandered back to the pet shop with her in tow, and she pushed her bike. The pet shop owner looked most surprised to see Ted outside. Then he realised that, yes, his cushion was empty. I'd like this pet, said the little girl. I'm very fond of dogs, particularly ones wearing little jerseys like this one.
You can have him for nothing, said the pet shop owner. We've had him a very long time. Goodbye, Ted.
Ted was over the moon. He sat in the basket in the front of the bicycle and was swept along with the wind in his ears. He couldn't believe his luck. Oh, said Ted. Finally, I think I found a home. Dot parked her bike and they went inside. Oh my goodness, the whole place was full of pussycats. You see, said Dot, I can't take cats for a walk and they don't play ball. So all I do is knit them little jerseys like yours. Do you think you might feel at home here, Ted? Ted was very tired. A little bit frightened, but the cats all went meow, meow, and purred around him. I think they like your jersey. Well, this is your new home, said Dot. And the first thing I'm going to do is knit you a new jersey. So when we go to the park, we can have lots of fun. And that's exactly what she did. And Ted lived happily ever after. Thank you for listening to Pick a Tale. Welcome to Pick a Tale. This story is quite an old story by a wonderful writer called Mem Fox. And she's very famous for writing a book called The Green Sheep. This is one of her very early stories, which was actually called Time for Bed. It's time for bed. Little mouse, darkness is falling all over the house. It's time for bed, little goose, the stars are out and on the loose. It's time for bed, little cat, so snuggle in tight. That's right, like that. It's time for bed, little calf, what happened today that made you laugh? It's time for bed, little foal, I'll whisper a secret, but don't you tell a soul. It's time for bed, little fish, hold your breath and make a wish. It's time for bed, little sheep, the whole wide world is going to sleep. It's time to sleep, little bird, close your eyes, not another word. It's time to sleep, little bee, yes, I love you, and you love me. It's time to sleep, little snake, good gracious me, you're still awake. It's time to sleep, little pup, if you don't sleep soon, the sun will be up. It's time to sleep, little dear, little dear. This is the very last kiss. It's almost time for here. Now the stars are high and shining bright. So sweet dreams, everyone. Sleep well tonight. And don't forget to sleep, for darkness is falling, and everywhere little ones are growing sleepy and cozy and tucked up into bed. It's time for a wide yawn and a big hug and a snuggle under the covers. So sleep tight, everyone. Sleep tight when it's time for bed.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.